17 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. It's Catholic Connection. Always just a pleasure and an honor and a gift to have author, speaker, and well-known Catholic writer Donna Marie Cooper of Boyle on with us. She has a terrific blog for moms, and she's joining us this morning to kind of help us just settle down and look toward Advent. And one of the things, Donna Marie, that I'm really encouraging people to do, especially after the election, is to understand that, you know, our job as Catholics got a lot harder, and especially if we have children in the home, it's very important for us to be aware of what the culture continues to try to push on us, and not to run in terms of, you know, being afraid, but to be prepared and to be armed, you know, by frequent use of the sacraments and scripture and prayer. And so I thought you'd be a perfect way to start off our week right after the election. Good morning. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning, Teresa. How are you doing?
Good. Hanging in there.
Well, that's good. I know. We have to not despair, and we have to stay positive and get fed spiritually like we're doing now. And like you said, frequent the sacraments, putting one foot in front of the other every day to serve everyone like we do in our walks of life. You know, we can't despair over these things in the past weeks. We have to just continue keeping on, right? Recommit ourselves to prayer, get involved maybe some more in pro-life in any way that we can to really help out in that area. And keep the family in prayer throughout each day. That's an awesome responsibility for a parent. And it's very doable. If there are many ways we can make sure we keep ourselves prayerful. So it's nice to take a break from some of the hot topic issues
right.
The past weeks and maybe soothe ourselves with some prayer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in one of my new books that just got released, Grace Cafe, Serving Up Recipes for Faithful Mothering, I talk about prayer. Well, I talk about prayer in all my books, but I talk about a specific way of making a prayer corner or a prayer nook in your home or a prayer table. And so this is a suggestion as an actual place for prayer in our domestic churches, because naturally when we pray with our families, and there are many areas of the household, our domestic church, we can be kneeling by the side of the bed, we can be around the kitchen table or the dining room table, the living room, sitting together maybe on the sofa praying the rosary. And so we have, you know, our many places that we come together as a family, but why not create a special place for prayer and devotion? And in Grace Cafe, I give ideas on how we can do this. And one of the ways is, it's like a setting, just a special prayerful setting, and we can just put a table, a little prayer table in a corner, or a little, mine is in the side of my dining room. I just have a table, little table on the side, and I have a beautiful picture of the Blessed Mother and baby Jesus that I got from my dear friend Father Bill, and it's hanging above the table. And you can light a candle, you know, being careful with children, of course, to gather the children and the family to pray a family rosary or just a decade of the rosary, if it's too much for the little ones to stay still for a whole rosary. Mm-hmm. And the children could sit on little pillows or mats while you read them a Bible story or teach them their prayers. And sacred images can be utilized to make it, you know, a very special holy place. And it's almost like a little chapel in the domestic church. And so there's so many things that we can do in that little area. And the children can become very involved. They can draw pictures and hang them above the table. You know, you can highlight their little artwork with their pictures of Jesus and Mary and the saints or rosary that they may have drawn. My daughter Shaldea, when she was little, she used to draw the crucifixion quite a bit. She'd draw Jesus on the cross and actually cry when she looked at the picture. And you can have a basket of rosary beads on the table. You could have the big, colorful wooden beads, and you make it child-friendly, this little prayer area, and it grows as your children grow. So you have age-appropriate things, and hopefully this prayer nook will evoke a desire to pray as we happen to pass by the table, and it's a reminder for a family prayer, a place to gather and connect as a family in prayer. And later on today or tomorrow when I get a chance, I'll post again a photo I have of my little prayer table, and just, you know, just an idea of another way to come together to pray. And at night before the children go to bed, you might want to gather them around. They could sit on little pillows around that area, and you could read them a Bible story, or you can say your night prayers there, or something special. Advent wreath, an Advent wreath can be put on the table during Advent, and all seasonal celebrations and following the liturgical year, or your special devotions to your saints, that you favorite saints, or mm-hmm. on their feast days. If there's a million things you could do in that way, and it keeps you focused. It keeps the family focused on the sacred and the holy rather than the secular. So, you know, get away from the TV
right.
for a while and the internet and the noise, and, you know, gather together. And it might be just 15 minutes of your time a day. It might be a half hour. It might, you know, be just a little bit of time, but it's enough, some nourishment for the family as a blessed group of people coming together.
Let's go to the phones. We have some moms calling in this morning, 877-573-7825. We're talking with writer, well-known author, speaker, Donna Marie Cooper-Boyle. Just got back from a retreat she gave over the weekend as well.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Was it good? Did it go well?
Oh, my goodness. It was so beautiful. And God always, it just comes through. It's so amazing. I spoke about a woman's dignity. I won't go on now about it because you say you have someone on the phone.
Yeah, we have a couple of people actually calling in, moms that want to speak with you. Donna, Laura from Texas. Good morning. Laura's calling online, too. Hi, Laura.
Good morning, Laura.
Hi. I am wondering, you know, it's obvious the media got Obama elected. You know, they ignored his issues and problems, and they built up Palin's issues. I don't know if she had problems, but, you know, it's obvious, and I'm so frustrated with the media. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm at the point where I lay awake at night and I'm thinking about what they did to us, you know?
Yeah.
And what do I do? I feel like an ant staring down a giant. What do I do with my frustration? I mean, can you give me some prayer applications and then some
action? Sure. Well, I'll have Donna start with the prayer application, then I'll give you some practical applications.
And Teresa can address the...
Now, Laura, where do you live in Texas, just out of curiosity?
Because I'm speaking...
Okay, how close are you to Dallas?
About 20 miles.
Oh, because I'm speaking in McKinney, Texas tomorrow night. I'm going to be talking
about
this.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah,
so I'll consider that.
That would be great if you can. Just to address the prayer part of that and the frustration, and I would just say, and it sounds very simple and a no-brainer, but actually it's what we need to do. We need to just give it to God, and we need to just, especially you say you lie awake and you worry about it at night, to calm your thoughts and your mind and your heart, just ask our Lord and His Blessed Mother, just please take this from me and just, you know, just give it physically and not, you know, sort of physically and from your heart, just hand it over to God and say, you know, you need to take care of this. You're in control. I can't control it. But He knows the desires of your heart, and He knows how much it bothers you and that you want all good to happen, and you're frustrated about the injustices. So give that to Him, and through prayer, you're going to find that peace of heart. And Teresa can give you some more ideas, but I would say to just give it all to God, and then you have to trust and surrender it to Him and let go of it, and keep, you know, finding ways that you can do something positive during the day, but at night you need to rest, so give it to God and ask Him to show you what you can do tangibly that might help in this regard.
Laura, one of my friends, good friends, Father John Ricardo, who many people who listen to Ave Maria Radio and EWTN may be familiar with, he's a wonderful pastor and preacher in the Detroit area, and he always quotes John the 23rd, who would work really hard and do what he had to do during the day, and then at night he'd say, Lord, I did what I could today, this is your church, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's one thing. You have to, as Donna said, give it over to God. Doesn't mean you walk away from the challenge or give up, but I don't know if you have my book, Noise, How Our Media Saturated Culture.
I have not read it yet.
Yeah, yeah. We'll grab it, because I have tons of ideas in there at the end of each chapter on the very the various media outlets. And it's right to be outraged. It's right to be frustrated. But we have to channel that energy to do something positive. First, as Donna's pointing out, pray. Pray for the media. Pray for our elected leaders. And then start in your home. We have to attack this on two fronts. We start in our home, as Donna's been talking about, turning off the TV, getting serious about a real media plan for your family. How much time do you and your kids really allow yourselves to be sitting in front of that television and soaking
up? We don't watch
okay,
TV.
Good. So you're
I
already there.
I don't get local news.
Okay. All right. So then what you do is you, I'm telling you, if you have my book, really, at the end of each chapter, I say specifically what to do about advertising, what to do about movies, what to do about news media. But one of the best things you can do that really is very helpful is to join one of the media activist groups, such as Parents Television Council or Accuracy in Media or Media Research Center. And even if you don't want to support them financially, let's say you just don't want to do that or get on any email list, you can just go to their websites. And they have tons of information on how to write letters. They have form letters. They have ideas on what you can do. There's petitions that you can sign. They give you up-to-date information regarding what's happening on the front lines, whether it's...
Will that really make a difference? Do they really hear us?
Yeah, they do. As a matter of fact, I was talking to him, my local hour, and speaking from experience, having been in the secular media for 20 years, yes, they may not say that publicly, but they can't afford to lose any more viewers or readers. As a matter of fact, if you go to, for example, the editor and publisher website, newspaper subscriptions and circulation around the country has dropped like a rock. I mean, they are really feeling this, and the more people that speak up, the more we have a chance. I mean, you know, even if it doesn't make a difference, success is not up to us. Success is up to God, but we have to at least try. And also that will help in terms of making you feel like you've done something, as opposed to, in addition to the prayer, you start with that always, but then you write your letters, you do what you got to do, and then you got to let it go. Because you know what? As Mother Teresa said, and Donna knows this because she knew Mother Teresa, God does not expect us to be successful, Laura, only faithful.
That's right.
All right. Okay, is that helping?
Well, thank you. Yes.
All right. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right, let's go to Scranton, Pennsylvania, where my husband was born and raised. Teresa calling on line 3. Hey, Teresa.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
A lot of my questions and everything that I wanted to ask were really a lot answered by everything that you've been saying. But
Great. Everybody,
I just want to reiterate that, you know, Mary said at Fatima that we have to do reparation. And I think that's what we need to do at this point. And just like... everybody's been saying we just need to pray.
Yes.
And be together as a family and try to get more reparation in our churches in front of the Blessed Sacrament.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yep. Wonderful. And I
really, because, you know, Mary said, you know, if there wasn't reparation, that the errors from Russia would spread. And I think we're just seeing part of that right now. So I really think that we need to really get down on our knees and start praying. What we're doing here, now I've been passing it around, we're doing an emergency novena, a 911. We're doing 9 memoraries.
Good.
Because it's Mother Teresa's emergency novena, 9 memoraries, 1 in Thanksgiving, 1 rosary, and 1 divine mercy, because we all need to increase our mercy, because it's hard.
We do.
I don't know about you, to deal with these people. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had a lot of things happen here in Scranton because of what our bishop and a lot of people have canceled their subscriptions, and a lot of people are, you know, right now knowing what we need to do. But that's, Teresa, I heard that you were coming in to Scranton for Thanksgiving.
Yes, I am.
Are you up to doing any kind of talk?
Well, you know what, honey, I'm going to be spending most of the time with my husband's family, so I'm going to pass on that. I'm going to be speaking in Scranton, Pennsylvania next year for their statewide pro-life conference.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, but this
committee.
Is a real time for me to be with my husband's family and give him the time that he deserves, my full attention for him and his family, so I'm going to pass on
speaking that weekend. Well, yeah, you definitely need that, but I didn't know that you were coming in, so that's why...
Yeah, we come in about 2 or 3 times a year to Scranton. Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, and I never knew that you came in.
Yep.
So I have to get on that circle.
All right, sweetie. Well, thanks. Donna, any comments on what she's saying?
Yeah, I was just going to say thank you so much for bringing up the reparation. It's very important, and we may not think about the reparation part. And I actually mentioned that in Grace Cafe, ways to, you know, to offer our sacrifices. But reparation is very important. So, you know, offer even the littlest annoyances and the littlest problems. We give them all to God, and we ask Him to sanctify them, and He's the one who's going to do that. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, and I also think, Donna, it's important not to focus on fear.
No,
a lot of people are
all.
Very fearful right now. Fear is not from God.
That's why I said,
adversary.
The very first thing I said was don't despair. Stay positive and get fed spiritually. So let's not, you know, let's keep putting one foot in front of the other and just keep walking forward. And with prayer and the power of prayer and surround ourselves with like-minded people and just, you know, keep prayerful and offer reparation.
I'm really glad you have a picture of your prayer area in your home on the website, because that's so important. I've had so many people tell me that set aside an area in your home for prayer. And the other thing, too, Donna, and I know that you have this, and you and I kind of joke about it because our offices look like Catholic bookstores.
I know it.
It's very important, the sacramentals and the images.
Yes.
I have in my office a first-class relic of St. Teresa of Avila. I have statues of Teresa of Lisieux and Teresa of Avila. I have all these different things surrounding me, crucifixes.
It's like walking into a church. I'm in here right now, and just every single wall is plastered with paintings and pictures of the Blessed Mother and icons and the mercy image and just beautiful, you know, sacred images. And I have them throughout my household as well. And I have these, actually, I talk about this in both of my new books, how it's so important for a parent to put the sacred images in your household. It doesn't have to look like a church, maybe, like Teresa's in my house. Look like, I don't know why not, but a crucifix in every room, of course. You want a nice Sacred Heart of Jesus picture in your living room, hopefully. you know, the Blessed Mother someplace, a statue on your prayer table, and all these things, you know, draw us into the holiness of our Christianity and help us to, not that we worship the statues or the pictures.
No, but these are images that help us.
Images that help us, you know, in our prayer.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe our time is almost up. We have more calls that we can't get to them, but I want to give you a chance to plug the website and also the new books because it's very, very important. We want to give people resources.
Well, thank you, Teresa. Well, I have a brand new website because, you know, mine crashed a while ago and I built up a temporary one, so I have a brand new one now. Same address, so it's not confusing. www.donna. D-O-N-N-A, Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, O'Boyle, O-B-O-Y-L-E.com. It's Donna Cooper, O'Boyle.com. If you forget, you can just Google me. I have a special going on the website and blogs. I've extended the launch special for your listeners today and tomorrow. And anyone who, sorry, you know, I'm not trying to sell the books.
No, but you should because they're great resources. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm trying to pass on the inspiration. If anybody wants to order them today or tomorrow, of course, they're always going to be signed. You'll also be put into a drawing for a very special gift. So that's another nice thing. Also, I just have to say to Teresa, she has been so busy. She endorsed my domestic church room by room.
I love that book.
Thank you. She didn't get a chance to read Grace Cafe yet, but I'm going to say this to all your listeners. Teresa, you need to read it because you're in the book twice.
I am?
I wanted you to be surprised when you
read it. Oh, because I just got the book. You just sent it to me. I haven't had a chance to read it yet because of my travels. You are so funny.
You are so busy. I know. I just wanted to let you know. And, so if anybody would like to visit the blog, I'll try to get the
What did you talk about? Our breaking the cappuccino machine when we were in Italy?
No. No, I didn't. I didn't talk about that, but you'll see.
How Not to Be Graceful by Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle and Teresa Damio.
No, that's the next book, Teresa. Lucy and Ethel in Rome.
How to Make an Appearance in Rome, or Not to Make an Appearance
Lucy
in Rome.
Lucy and Ethel at the Vatican. Yeah. Watch out.
All right, listen, we got to go. So good to talk with you. Give us your website again, the new website, in terms of the updated one.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. It's going to be cool. Watch out, Pope Benedict.
I like that. Lucy and Ethel at the Vatican. We could have pictures of us in the restaurant at the hotel breaking the cappuccino machine.
Watch out, Pope Benedict. Okay, the website, again, you said, is www.donnacooperoboyle.com.
All right. Listen, Donna, great. We're going to have you on again as we get closer to Christmas, hopefully like the beginning of December, to talk more about Advent reflections.
Yes, we need to calm it down and try to just get away from a lot of activity and have some time to be with the family and pray and have that quiet season of Advent that we're supposed to have.
That's right.
It's always hustle and bustling, so thank you so much, Teresa.
All right, sweetie, got to run, but Ethel, I'll talk to you soon.
And I'll be praying for your trip to Texas and everything else.
All right, Lucy, signing off. We'll be right back. It's 34 minutes past the hour.